This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
You can hear Keyshawn Johnson on our great new morning show along with Jay Williams and Zubin. That's at 6 to 9 in the morning every single Monday through Friday. And it is a really, really entertaining show. And we get Keyshawn on with us every Tuesday as well. And he joins us now. Keyshawn, it's Michael, Don, and Peter. How are you?
What's up, man? I see y'all playing a little hip-hop over there. I'm feeling it. I'm like, okay, they got the rejoin going with the hip-hop. I was like, huh, that's interesting.
Well, listen, we don't have the we don't have to deal with that big the big national money that you're dealing with every morning.
Oh God, stop! Don't get people thinking, please. Because you start talking about money, all of a sudden people's eyes start rolling in the back of their head, and their brains start going, and they start thinking people really making a lot of money.
I hear you. Okay, so you made your feelings very known about the Jets. So I'm very curious, Key. What did you think of the Giants yesterday? What did you think of Daniel Jones' performance?
You know, look, the Giants, they're a team that they did pretty much what I thought they would do, lose the game. I didn't think they would beat Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. I was a little disappointed that Saquon Barkley didn't really get a chance to really get going. Daniel Jones had some bright moments at throwing the football until the defense of the Pittsburgh Steelers made some necessary adjustments to slow things down, get after them with that front and that defense on the edge. When you start to think about the way that they got after him, they created havoc for a young quarterback, which that happens in this league. Overall, they've got a lot of growth to do. They're a young football team. And so, you know, it's going to take a minute. It's going to take a minute.
Now, the big question is, you've got a coach who's never been a head coach before, Key. So I know it's only one game, but did you believe that they were out-coached? Did you see some things that make you believe they've got the right guy as their head coach in Joe Judge?
Well, they're going to be out-coached by Mike Tomlin. I mean, that's just what it is. Mike Tomlin is one of the top six coaches in the NFL. And so he's going to out-coach him. It's simple and plain. You know that. I think, you know, one game is not going to tell you a whole lot. Let's see how it goes. For all we know, at the end of the day, he turns out to be Bill Parcells, and he finds Lawrence Taylor, and all of a sudden they win two Super Bowls. We don't really know. I mean, the way we're looking at things right now, based on the makeup of the team, not having a lot of weapons around a quarterback that you selected in the first round, this goes to Dave Gettleman. This is part of his issue. You know, Golden Tate, you traded out Odell Beckham because you didn't like his style for Golden Tate, who wasn't there. Shepard is a 2-3 receiver at best. You may have hit on Darius Slayton, but he's still young. Ingram, you got to continue to let him grow in the position. And so when you start to look at it, it's like you got a quarterback. Now, where's the rest of the pieces? The offensive line you thought would be better. You drafted a guy that you thought would help secure it. He's young. He's a rookie. And Andrew Thomas from Georgia. So you got to kind of still see what the offensive line is capable of doing. I mean, Saquon Barkley got hit in the backfield at least out of the 15 carries. He got stopped in the backfield, I want to say, at least 9 times. Mm-hmm. Hit first contact when he touched the ball. But I thought that the offensive line coach, along with Jason Garrett, the offensive coordinator, could have put a better scheme together from run fits in terms of run design to get Saquon in space. When you have a weapon, you got to figure out how to utilize him other than what his main job is, which is running the football. You need to figure out how to do other things with him, even if he had to be a standout guy, stand-up cardboard cutout on the field. You got to figure out how to make the defense adjust and react to him, and I didn't see where Jason Garrett did that.
Moving to the Jets for a second, we've been talking a lot about weapons and who has what. I feel like in moments, and this may be biased because I'm a Washington fan and I watched him for a long time, I don't think Jamison Crowder's a nothing. I think Jamison Crowder actually can go. You're a wide receiver, Keyshawn. When you see Crowder, how good could he be if they call the right plays and Sam plays well, or are they really bereft of talent at the wide receiver position?
I mean, he's a piece, right? I mean, he's a piece. He's not a guy. He's a piece. When you have a quarterback, all quarterbacks got guys. Give me a quarterback that doesn't have a guy. Right now, quick, off the top of your head, let's go.
Very hard.
Right? Give me one.
No.
Kyler Murray, guess what they did?
Got a big
piece. They went and traded to get a guy, right?
Yeah, really big guy.
What does Aaron Rodgers have? He got a guy in Devontae Adams.
Yep.
Buffalo Bills went out and got who?
Tay Diggs.
Stephon Diggs. Because they said everybody, Tay Diggs. Everybody got a guy. And so Sam Darnold, Crowder's great, but he's not a guy. And until they get a guy, this is what we're going to see. And I think Joe Douglas, I like Joe, and I think Joe eventually get it going to a degree. I mean, we're not dealing with John Itzik here. This is not one of those deals. I think Joe Douglas knows what he's doing, and I think he will get a guy for Sam next year somehow, whether it's draft or free agency. But I think he'll get a guy. But everybody's got a guy, though, right? I mean, it's just Dak Prescott got a guy in Amari Cooper. I mean, I can go on and on, Matt Ryan and Julio Jones.
Even Dwayne Haskins has McLaurin now.
Exactly. So everybody's got a guy. It's important to have a guy. And Crowder's good. He's a good piece. But he's not a guy.
But they took away Deshaun Watson's guy.
Sure did.
And how did that look?
Not too good.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
One of the reasons that your show in the morning, I believe, is so good, it's unedited. I mean, you guys, you say what you mean, and I mean, I don't have to read between the lines, Key. You're not an Adam Gase fan. Let's dig into that. What don't you see?
It's not that I'm not a fan. I'm not a believer.
Why not?
Okay, I'm gonna turn it on you. Do you think he should have been hired as the head coach of the New York Jets after failing in Miami?
No. Especially not the next year. I mean, let him think about what he did wrong.
Well, and handed a franchise. Can't just be the coach, they handed him the franchise.
So essentially you're saying put him in the corner like a kid and let him think about what he did wrong.
That happens with a lot of coaches and managers, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm with you on that. It's not that I'm not a fan, I'm not a believer. He's shown me nothing to make me believe that he is capable of being this offensive guru, juggernaut-type individual that he was paraded around the NFL as. I mean, so he got Jay Cutler to cut down his interceptions. Ooh. Okay, he talks good to quarterbacks in the quarterback room. Ooh. I can find so many dudes that can do that. And so many qualified, offensive, sharp-minded, really, I'm talking about really sharp guys that could get it done, that did not get the opportunity or got passed over because, for whatever reason, the Johnson family and the people in charge at the time felt that Adam Gase was the answer. He's shown me nothing to make me believe that he's the answer as a New York Jets head coach. Now, I'm not for firing coaches and getting them run out of town. They're going to do that on their own. I'm just here to form an opinion based on what I believe my expertise is as a player and a long-time broadcaster, media guy who's been around the league for a very long time. And I think I do know sports, and I think I do know football. And I've been around some pretty successful head coaches and pretty good play callers. I just don't see where Adam Gase fits in that conversation.
And I guess the scary thing for me, Key, and I've been saying this for a while, he wasn't hired as the offensive coordinator to focus on the quarterback. He's the head coach of the team. They brought in his general manager. that he's running this franchise right now.
Well, they brought in his general manager to a degree. At the end of the day, I doubt that Joe Douglas is going to sit there and catch flames along with Adam Gase, right? When it starts to sink, I'm sure Joe's got a raft that has a motor on it, and he's going to give Gase the one that has a hole. So you just watch that. That's all I'm going to say. He may have run out the other general manager to get his guy and do all of those sort of things, but I think more people are much more comfortable with Joe Douglas than they are Adam Gase in terms of leading the Jets to the promised land.
We have about a minute. Clippers win tonight, or they let it all go away?
I want them to let it go away, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Why do you want them to let it go away?
Because I'm a Laker, man.
But that would be a great series, Lakers Clippers.
Yeah, but don't you want the easiest path to a championship?
I guess so. Yep.
Right? Yeah. Like, seriously, think about it. Now, I almost made a joke, but you'd have got mad at me.
No, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I was gonna say, did you want Mike and Mike? Or what is it, Mike and the Mad Dog off the radio at some point in time in your career?
No, we didn't want him off. We didn't want him off until we beat him.
No, but I'm just teasing, you know.
That's a great question.
It would have been
easier if they were off, but we did not want Mike off until we beat him. So we were happy.
No,
that happened.
I was just talking about years ago when I was here in New York, not like recently when you beat them, as you say, you crushed them. I was talking about a long time ago when they kind of.
I don't know, Don. Did we want them off? I don't remember. Or did we want to beat him?
I think Keyshawn knows Michael better than he thinks. Michael, back in the day, I could see your attitude being, I just want the win. I want to get
no, this. No, I'm telling you, it wouldn't have mattered. It would have been a Pyrrhic victory. Key, it's a great question, but I don't think like that.
I'm messing with you, but as far as the Clippers and the Lakers go, I'm a Laker fan, and I'm an L.A. fan, and I'm a homer. And if the Lakers somehow don't make it, then I'm going to root for the Clippers to get their first NBA trophy and Kawhi Leonard and Paul George. I'll be happy for them, but I'd rather see the Lakers get number 17 and go through Boston to get it.
I want to answer Key's question though, because I take this stuff seriously.
Oh, here you go. You're going back to that, man. We done moved on from that.
No. I don't move on, man. I just sit there like a rock. Okay. Back when I was the first voice on this radio station, so I didn't even think about beating anybody. I just wanted to make sure the check clear. All right. But
well, I don't think we have to worry about that with Disney.
No,
but, well said.
But Disney does like their things to stand on their own. But never mind. All right. So now we're deep into this thing. We're working hard. We're starting to get there. And then Mike Francesa looks in the camera on this network that we're on now, stared into the camera and said, "We're a pea shooter, and they'll never beat me." From that second, I didn't want him to go anywhere. I wanted him to stay put so we could try to beat him. I'm sure you would think the same way as a football player.
Because we're animals, Key. That's what we are. We're animals.
You know, I probably wouldn't even pay him any attention, to be honest with you. You know why? Because I know how good my stuff is, so I don't even worry about other people. You see, what is it that they use the flattery thingy or whatever it is, a form of flattery?
Imitation is the greatest form of flattery?
Yeah, that's how I look at it. When you're worried about me, when you start speaking my name and talking about me and I'm not even thinking about you, right. I know I got you at that point.
That's the difference between us, because what did you call Crowder?
A piece.
I'm a piece.
No, right?
That's what I am. I mean, you're a star.
He's a guy.
You're
saying Don's a piece, Keyshawn's a guy.
you're the guy. Michael's the guy. I'm just a piece. And
Don's
as a
the
piece,
guy. Key, Don's the guy. He doesn't think he's the guy, but he's the guy.
No, you guys are the guys. I mean, you're the guys.
But Don's the guy of the guys.
You're the number one sports show in New York right now doing this drive time. So you're the guys, period. You worked at it, and you deserve it.
I love this guy.
You deserve it. Let everybody chase you now.
That's right.
You can walk around. It's okay. Hey, it's okay. Beat your chest. Be arrogant. Don't worry about what people say. Everybody's got something to say. I've been living it my entire life. They all got something to say. You're bad. You're good. Your show sucks. you need to get off the air. You don't know anything you're talking about. Guess what? As you said, the checks are still clearing, aren't they?
So you like bat flipping. You like hanging on the rim.
That's right.
What's a bat? What do you mean bat flipping?
Like if you hit a home run, you're going to flip the bat. You're not just going to put your head down and run.
Yes. Oh, God.
Well, you watched Keyshawn play football, didn't
yes,
you?
Yes, I did.
The skipper, Dave Roberts, is one of my good boys. And skipper, last night I was listening to him talk about what San Diego, you know, I can't think of the guy's name who hit the home run, but he said that, you know, he hit it off of Kershaw. He should show Kershaw more respect, and he should show, you know, respect to the league and this, that, and the other. And I said, I got to call Dave, man. What you talking about? If that dude walked backwards around the bases, I'm cheering for him. Baseball is so boring. They need that in the game. Yeah, I'm going to stare it down. I just hit you 450. I hit a jack off one of the top pitchers of all times. Yeah, I'm going to stare you down. Don't throw the junk if you don't want to get it hit out the park. Period.
I agree. Agreed.
Peter agrees with you. That's it, Key. You win.
I'm with him 100%.
Yeah, I'm going to stare you down. And if I'm playing basketball and I knock down a three, I'm going to let you know. I'm going to let you know.
See, but in baseball, the next time you come up, you could get drilled in the neck.
And then the next time I get drilled in the neck, and if you don't drill me in the neck, I got something for you with five knuckles that I can ball up. You hit me with a baseball. You hit me with a baseball, now you're playing with my life.
That's
me
true.
Hitting a home run is not playing with your life. There's a difference.
See, this is it's the kind of stuff you hear every day from 6 to 9 on 98.7 ESPN, our new morning show. It's good. I'm telling you, it's good. Keyshawn never met an opinion he doesn't like.
But think about it, though. Seriously. I hit a home run off of you, and I look at it go over the left field pavilion at Dodger Stadium.
Right.
And then I come up in the fifth inning, and I'm up to bat, and you throw a 93-mile-an-hour fastball. I mean, a little faster. 99-mile-an-hour fastball at my temple. Like, come on, man. Seriously? Like, you expect for me not to get at you when the moment presents itself? When you just tried to basically hurt me? Because me hitting that jack is not hurting you.
No, I hear you. I mean, but there's old school baseball, there's new school. There's people that don't like it.
Okay, well, do something about it without hitting me with a baseball. Strike me out. Strike me out.
Fair enough. Fair enough. You're right. When you're right,
I'm going to whip your ass if you throw a baseball at me. You cheap shot me in football and do something, we're going to have some issues. I don't mind tackling me and hitting me hard, but when you start doing extra stuff that now threatens my livelihood, we're going to have some issues, period. There's no need for it.
Well, we will talk to you next Tuesday, Keyshawn, and we'll hear you tomorrow at 6 o'clock.
Yes.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Later,
right,
man.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.